Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
April means draft month. Commanders rumors, mock drafts, and the big decisions all getting picked apart.
Will the Commanders go get another playmaker on offense or finally fix the defense?
The Caps are pushing for the playoffs, and every game suddenly feels like it matters.
And Nationals baseball is underway, too. Early signs, lineup questions, and who's starting to figure everything out?
We just say what we think every morning.
Follow the Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
Draft season is here, and the Commanders are getting closer to decisions that could shape this roster for years.
Do they go get an impact playmaker? Do they finally fix the defense? This is how teams build it the right way.
That's what we're reporting every day.
I've been in that locker room. The type of players you bring in now changes what the team looks like on Sundays.
On B. Mitch and Finley, you get real reporting plus a former player's perspective.
Straight football talk, no hype.
Follow and listen to B. Mitch and Finley on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Let's give you a Wednesday podcast. Al Dukes. It is nice to see you, my friend. What's going on?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. I do have a podcast topic that I know is not going to sit well on the WFAN YouTube page. I'm just giving the warning.
Uh-oh.
Because I have a topic I wanted to discuss because I did some research for this topic.
Okay.
And I asked Grock, and I wanted to get real information. I asked Grock, is pleasuring yourself healthy?
I feel like you've explored this before.
Yeah, not is it unhealthy, is it actually healthy?
I believe it's supposed to be good for prostate health, is it not?
Yes. So that is what Grock said. But it was a high number of times you have to ejaculate in a month.
Oh, really?
It was something like, think about this, Jerry. It said something like, studies have found that when men ejaculate 21 times a month, that's a lot. There's only 30 days in most months.
That is a lot.
Seems like a lot. That the thought is that it gets rid of any type of bacteria you might have in your...
That could build up?
Yeah, that could build up. So they say it is healthy.
Okay.
But then here was my question about that. So I said, okay, Grock, you're telling me that pleasuring yourself is healthy. You've used the word healthy.
Is it that or is it just ejaculation?
Ejaculation.
Okay.
You're correct. Right. If you have a partner to have sex with, yes. Same thing. Great point there, Jerry. You're right. It's just the ejaculation part. By the way, this will be sandwiched in between, like, what's Dexter Lawrence doing and why is Carson Benge?
Mets have won four in a row.
Yeah. So the next question I then asked Grock was, okay, Grock, but isn't pornography bad for you?
Are you really going deep with Grock here?
Well, I wanted to see if I could catch Grock in a in a situation where Grock is telling me that pleasuring yourself is healthy, but pornography is not healthy.
Before you go on, can you switch the personalities of Grock the way ChatGPT, you can ask it to be supportive or like very, not stern's not the right, very real. Like, can you change the personalities of Grock, or is
not
it just...
that I'm aware of, but maybe you can.
Okay.
I'm not, I just use whatever the default setting is.
Okay. Got it. So go ahead, continue.
So I said, so then I asked Grock, I go, well, Grock, isn't pornography use bad? And Grock said that it could be bad, depending on how it affects your life.
If you're consumed by it.
If you're consumed by it. If you're showing up late for work because you're watching pornography. If you're not really involved in your relationship because you're watching pornography. So then I said to Grock, okay, so you're telling me pleasuring yourself is healthy.
Ejaculating is healthy.
Thank you. Ejaculating is healthy. Pornography use is not healthy. How are people, what are people using then to pleasure themselves?
That's interesting you went there, because what you just told me didn't say that it was bad.
Right.
It seemed if it is affecting your life, it's bad.
Yes.
Dave Canales of the Panthers was one who talked about how it was affecting his life. I believe Ben Roethlisberger is someone that said he was consumed by it.
Yes.
And was affecting his life. So that's interesting. So what did Grock say to that one?
Theo Vaughn, who I love, podcaster, has talked about, he sometimes gives how many days he's gone without watching pornography. So then I said to Grock, well, what are people using then? And by the way, we didn't have pornography. Like, when we were kids, it wasn't readily available.
No, not at all. You think people are every day looking at it?
Yeah.
Really?
I do think so. I think like anything, it becomes a same, like people are, some people are betting on sports once a week.
So habit forming.
Betting every day. Yeah, I do think it becomes habit forming.
I get that. And I'm not saying that, I just wonder in the scope of a day. So let's say like you've got three kids. Or I got two kids. Whatever. You have a job. You have a wife. You've got bills to pay. Like your days are pretty full.
Yeah.
Where are you finding, unless everyone's out for a couple of hours, people aren't doing that at work. Like, where would you be finding the time to do that?
Maybe like when if you're the last person to bed in your house, maybe people are watching it late at night. I don't know.
Interesting. Okay.
Maybe they go to the bathroom, they are watching pornography.
Yeah,
I think it's got to be more difficult than that. In a house full of people.
Oh, I can tell you it is. Oh, yeah. Like the idea of just finding time to do anything. Forget whatever we're discussing.
Mm-hmm.
Just finding, let's even say to meditate, like just to find a few minutes, let's say 20 minutes to, you know, just kind of decompress. There are days it's just not there, like let alone to do that. I don't. That's where I wonder. Like, I get it if you're single, even if you're just married and there aren't kids that are, the right way to put this, filling up your schedule, because, you know, I want to say, but that, yeah, that's got to be a tough one. That's very interesting. So, okay.
Well, it's weird, too, to hear, like, when I was typing into the Grock about this, that there, and I'm sure this is a much younger man's game, that where people are doing it multiple times a day.
Okay.
That seems cool. I don't know how you have the energy for that.
All right.
But I guess younger men have a lot of testosterone.
Well, and if you're 30 years old and living alone, like,
yeah,
I could see it, sure. I mean, you're bored. Something sparks a thought. No, I mean, I get that part.
Yeah.
But that's a completely different set of circumstances than, you know, the married guy or woman, because they do it too, you know, that can find the time and also the peace of mind to do it. You know?
Then I was also wondering, like, what were people, now like pornography is so readily available, what were people doing before pornography
was... Well, I think we've talked about this. It was magazines, right?
Yeah, I guess.
I think it was. I mean, yeah, if it was the VHS tapes, you had to hide them in your house.
Yeah.
Which terrified me. And it was something I never did.
About because, hiding a VHS, yeah.
Yeah. There was one time... We've done this podcast so long. I think I've told the story before, but there was a friend of mine knew someone that worked at a convenience store. And so like once a month, he would get his hands on a Penthouse magazine. And I remember there was one day I was over his house and he's like, hey, you got to take this. I can't keep it in my house. I forget what the circumstances were. So I'm like, okay, sure. I think I was 13 or 14, 12, whatever it was. I'm like, no problem. So in my closet in that house, it was in the house I grew up in. So I was probably 12, actually. So I think we moved when I was 13. So it was right around there. So I'm like, sure, I'll take it. No problem. And this was like a Friday. And I remember putting it in my closet. I had a normal closet in this bedroom. That one door, it wasn't like the two to one door, bar going across the top. And I had like a, it wasn't a bin. It was more like a box, but I had crap in the box. You know, whether it was like memorabilia, statues of players, all that stuff. So I remember putting it in that box. I'll never forget on Saturday morning. It was like a spring Saturday morning. I wake up, go down, and my mom saying, all right, well, it's April or May, whatever. We're doing some spring cleaning. We're going to start with your room. I'm like, okay. And she's like, I'll take your closet. You've got, and she just kept going, you're going to do these draws. Your father's going to start taking stuff off the wall. We're going to paint your walls, and we'll take care of your brother's room tomorrow. I was like, you're doing what now? She's like, I got the closet. I'm like, what? Like, I never had these. Like, the one day my friend gave it to me was the one day we were doing spring cleaning, and she takes the closet. Long story short, I was able to negotiate my way into the closet.
That you would take the closet.
And we switched. I had never been so panicked in my life.
Yeah.
Never had another one of those things in the house ever again.
Wow. What are the chances?
I remember thinking, I was a kid, but I remember thinking, did she know? And right. I don't think so. I think it was just the bad draw that I got because the next day they did my brother's room and the following weekend they repainted the living room downstairs and we did the garage and it was like this whole process that took over, but they decided to start with me and she took my closet.
Mm.
I was like, you can't do the closet.
I'll funny. Handle the closet.
Oh my God, you couldn't make it up.
Hmm.
Funny.
Yeah, so you said magazines people would.
It had to have been.
Yeah, so I asked Grok then again. I said to Grok, I said, okay, so what if you don't want pornography? Then what do you do, Grok? And Grok said, I didn't know this existed. Grok gave me a list of places that have audio pornography. It's just audio.
Okay, so that would be like the sex phone back in the day.
Yeah, but this is, yeah, I guess so. But this was, there appear to be services that you can subscribe to monthly that is audio pornography.
That seems sad.
Yeah, I'd love to hear from somebody who listens to pornography, other than, you know, say a blind man or blind woman that would need that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That seemed...
sad.
Why does that seem sad?
I don't know.
Put some headphones on, listen to some pornography. Oh, the other thing, it said erotic literature.
Oh, that I could see, yeah. Those erotic were like the stories literature. In the back of Playboy, right?
Penthouse had the Penthouse letters.
Was it Penthouse Forum or Penthouse letters?
Yeah, okay. Penthouse Forum, you're right. Yeah. Audio or erotic literature.
I just think paying for, if everything is readily available.
Yeah.
To pay for audio.
Yeah.
And then what? You're putting your headphones on?
Yeah, that's what it said.
I mean, think about this image. Come on now. I mean, come on.
You're nude with headphones on.
And you know what's so wild? They probably have hundreds of thousands of subscribers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there were multiple services. Which seemed like, now I certainly didn't click on any of them because I didn't know
not
where
here anyway.
Me.
That's 1 o'clock.
But I was like, these seem like services that would require a subscription.
Yeah. Think so, anybody's asking if their peaches are fuzzy?
Hey, baby. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think you interact with it. It's just like an audio recording.
Right. That is bizarre.
Yeah.
Okay.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If we knew more about our sleep, what would we do differently? Would we go to bed at a consistent time or take steps to reduce interruptions to our sleep? With Sleep Score, Apple Watch measures your bedtime consistency, interruptions, and sleep duration. Then, every morning it combines these factors into an easy-to-understand score from 1 to 100. So you'll know how to take the quality of your sleep from okay to very high. Know your sleep score with Apple Watch. iPhone 11 or later required.
But it's weird. I would feel like nature doesn't want us doing that to ourselves. There were all these rumors many years ago, before we were even born, that doing that was bad for you.
Wasn't it the Catholic school teachers telling you that? Because that's against Catholic religion?
Yeah, see, like it's against the against religion.
Yeah, well.
But then why would it be?
So is eating meat on Fridays during Lent.
Yeah, this seems like more of a.
What I'm saying is you have hardcore religious people that will follow everything to the letter of the law. Most don't.
Yeah.
They just don't. They don't go to church every Sunday. They're not praying every night. They're not doing the rosary. They're not skipping meat every Friday during Lent. Not all of them go get their ashes. It's just not. I mean, you have priests, honestly,
that
think about
true.
It. You have priests that have taken sacred vows that forget about masturbation, that have been brought up on charges of having relations with minors.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. It was a very imperfect world.
Yeah. I wish it were perfect.
Yeah, well, it's not even close.
Why is it so imperfect?
Because we're all flaws, and we all do have the right or the choice to make decisions. And we make a lot of bad ones.
Yeah, we really do.
And if it is all scripted, the writer of this damn play sucks.
By the way, how Eddie feels?
If I'm Diana Rossini today, I say, it was in the cards. Nothing I could do about it.
Yeah, this was predetermined.
I mean, it's so stupid.
Mm.
Really is.
Yeah. You think we'll get any more news on that situation?
Masturbating?
No. Mike Vrabel, Diana Rossini situation. No, I think
I
it's
don't.
Pretty dead.
I think this fades away, but never fades away, meaning every time she likely posts something, she's going to get blowback from people on social media.
Yeah.
I don't know how it affects her job. I'm not really sure. It's a very difficult thing to predict. But seeing what I'm seeing today, and the worst part is, too, it's one thing you want to say what you want to say about them. They like attach her like handle to it.
Oh, when they're talking about her?
God damn. Yes. Yeah. It's just, and what's come up in an incredible amount of times this morning, people have nothing to do. The amount of videos of Diana Rossini that I saw this morning and then reposting and saying vile things, you would think that a sex tape was found.
Oh, yeah, they're pulling out, like, interviews she's done where she said
things.
Look
at the way she's looking at him.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God, come on, guys. I look at Al like that. I'm banging him.
That's true, Jerry. I mean,
good God. It really is. It's too much.
Yeah. I know they're going back and finding, and I'm seeing tweets of hers from, like, 2020. I'm like, this is 6 years ago.
I know. Yeah. It is nuts.
Yeah. Well, I could only recommend audio porn for everybody. I think that's where we are right now.
I suppose.
Audio pornography.
Now, that would be a business. So I've asked you about owning a strip club. And I know you said no because I don't think your mom would love it.
Yeah.
It's a little seedy. It's very seedy, right?
Yeah.
What about that?
Which part? I have a company that's audio pornography.
Yeah. Like, if you were able, and I don't know how this would work. I don't know if you would have to pay to take the audio of the millions of videos and content that's out there. I don't know what's fair use and what's not. But let's say, for instance, anything that's not on a top tier site, basically. So it's not on like Brazzers or RedTube. It's
on free sites.
Yeah. And it's just out there. And people are putting stuff out there because they're looking for clicks to try to make money. And it's free use. And you put together a library. Would you ever? I actually would not have a problem with that, having a subscription based audio service like that.
Because
I don't think that's hurting anybody. I don't know.
Yeah. The one thing that I have thought about with the whole pornography industry is there are people who believe that a lot of times the women know what they're doing. Like they're not being filmed and not known.
Mm-hmm.
But that the women are in a position in life in that this is their only way out. So are they a victim in that? And then are you participating in that victimhood?
Did they choose to do it?
Well, yes.
I mean, there's a lot of people that have no way out and end up taking a job cleaning toilets every day. It's honest work. I mean, I don't know if you choose to do, because doing that is not your only way out. You can go and work at a store for $20 an hour. That's not really true when people say that. What that is a money grab and trying to get rich or trying to hit it big online. There are plenty of places to go get a job that will pay you. I'm not saying no one's loaded on $20 an hour. I'm not saying that. But the notion that you can't get a job and you have to do that, I disagree. I think you're chasing the most amount of dollars that you can, which is why you turn to that. I think that's why 18-year-old girls that come of age choose to dance at strip clubs if they're paying for college or for whatever reason. Because the lure of the cash, you choose to do that. Same way you choose to be a bartender, which I think is a very good job. You walk out of there with tons of cash every night. Doesn't mean you can't go do something. Of course you could. Like, why couldn't you?
Remember the Girls Gone Wild tapes?
Now, that's a different story. That's a different story. Because I don't know a lot of them knew what the hell they were getting themselves into or what they were signing, and they were the right frame of mind. Different.
Right. They'd be loaded up, drunk.
Much different.
And then this guy would travel to college towns, right, and film the girls. And then they'd sign their release forms, but they were hammered.
They were drunk.
Yeah, they were hammered.
Maybe not in all cases, but watching that documentary, it seemed like a lot of them weren't in the right frame of mind to be signing that.
Oh, that's right. There was the documentary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I always thought it was weird, too, because they would, like, run the commercials late at night. And I remember we used to see them in Astoria when FAN was there.
Oh,
they'd be up on the screens, like, when we would come in because
it was
running
on a loop.
Yeah, it was like on a loop.
Oh, yeah.
And there were girls, you'd see their faces and everything. I was like, there's no way they signed off on being in a Girls Gone Wild commercial. It's
right.
One thing to be on a videotape that who's going to see.
But that's probably in the fine print.
Yeah.
That they have use. So, like, when I went with Gio to the Bob Does Sports Golf Tournament last August, I think it was, I took my son. It was me and his friend, Gio and his friend. We had to sign a release that they could use whatever footage they had for any business purpose, which I had no problem with. That's fine. My guess is it's the same type of legal BS language that when they were signing their release was at the bottom, that you are, amenable to us using you for marketing purposes.
Yeah.
Which directly goes to the infomercial. And then think about when that, clearly you can't run that infomercial during the day. I don't think you could. But you're running that infomercial at night, late at night, when guys are probably, now you get back to how we started, thinking weird things. They get into that. You know what? $9.95? What the hell?
Sign me up.
And they sold millions of copies of that thing.
Do you think there's anyone listening that has all of the Girls Gone Wild cassettes and they saved them in like...
The VHS tapes?
Yeah, and they saved them in like the same way you would like save something that you think is going to be valuable down the road.
I don't know about our podcast audience, but do I think that there's someone in the WFAN audience that not only has the VHS tapes,
yeah,
but has already converted them to digital? Mm. Yes, I do.
Digital.
I do think that, yes.
Yeah.
I never saw those. I never had those tapes.
Yeah, I don't think I saw a Girls Gone Wild one. There was another guy that was doing a similar thing in the Tampa area.
Okay.
Back when I lived there, called the Dream Girls, and he was doing a very similar thing.
Did he go to jail?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, he had a similar thing going. How about this was a wild time. So when I was, I don't know if I ever told you the story, maybe I did. When I was a sales guy in Florida selling radio, I had one of my accounts was a video store.
Okay.
A porno video store.
Oh, you had an adult store.
Yeah, it was called Something Todd's.
Okay.
Something Todd's. It was a huge adult video store. They sold party product. There was just an
adult
store.
How do you get
store.
That account?
Well, I got that account because they had called in and wanted to advertise.
Okay.
And I was a new sales guy, so they would try to divvy up the new inquiries.
Right.
So I remember there was a girl at the radio station who was an assistant to one of the guys that was, she was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
She was young. She's probably in her 20s.
You're talking at the store?
No, at the radio station.
Oh, at the radio station. Okay.
Girl at the radio station. And she used to needle me for having this porno place. She'd be like, oh, nice clients you have, da-da-da. A couple years after I left there, she was a feature on a Dream Girls.
Really?
Full cassette.
Wow.
She wasn't doing porno. She was doing like nude.
Yeah.
In her pool, drinking wine, everything nude.
So featured.
Like, featured. A whole video of just her.
How about that? That's funny.
Yeah.
Have you ever checked into her recently?
I don't remember her name.
Oh, okay. That's funny.
But I was like, man, this girl would bust my balls.
And look what she turned into.
And she had a videotape out there.
I bet you she got paid.
And I bet she did.
Money talks, Al.
I just wonder, had she done that prior to mocking me, or did she do that after?
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Is it possible she was flirting?
With me, Jerry?
Like, you say needling. Yeah. Maybe that was something she enjoyed.
Oh.
And she was flirting with you.
She was fine, Jerry.
You never know. Maybe you misread it back then.
Man, I was an idiot back then. I had no clue what was going on.
And you were how old?
Back then, that had to be, I was 29.
Whoa, 29 and clueless?
Yeah.
You poor thing.
I was 29.
I was married for 4 years already at 29.
Oh, no, I was
not
very
that I knew
clueless.
What I was doing either, but.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm.
Almost had my first kid at 20. No, I was 30. Yeah, I was 30.
30 when you had your first kid?
Yeah, Matthew.
That seems like a good age.
Yeah, I have, you know what? I wouldn't say not having a third kid is a regret by any stretch, because everything's turned out very well. But I think one of the things we did right was waiting until we got to that age. I think it would have been very easy to, you know, start trying to have kids at 27, which would not have been horrible, but we were more ready for it for sure by the time I got to 30.
Yeah.
And then it took a while for, you know, Joe Dude to come along, and I was 35 when he was born. So, yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, 35 is a good age as well.
Yeah. How's 57 sound?
57, that's too late. 24, way too early.
That's right.
There's a fine line.
Between.
There's a 30 to 30.
I think it's more like in this day and age, 30 to 45 seems to be.
How are women getting pregnant at 45?
They are. People are living longer. It's just different. A lot of women are having babies in their 40s now.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine, just from the standpoint of my energy is zapped. Now, I could probably blame that on 18 years of waking up in the middle of the night. I don't think there's any doubt. But I think about when my kids were young, I wouldn't sit down like all day. I'd be running around with them constantly. Now, while I still do a ton with them, I golf with them all the time. You know, if one of them was out, let's put it this way. When one of them was outside shooting baskets or whatever it might have been. Remember the pitchback back in the day? They'd be throwing the ball against. I would go grab the glove. I'd run out there, put my sneakers on. I'd shoot with them. I'd be out there all day with them. Now it's like, hey, he's shooting. Oh, good. He's good.
He's covered.
Let me put NCIS on. I'm exhausted. That's the difference, you know, in my 50s now. I do not, when I hear about these older actors or musicians having kids, and I know they have help. I get it. But you're still spending some time with your kids. I don't know where you get the energy from. That's probably the biggest issue. Not easy.
Yes, energy for sure. For sure. All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program. We'll be back here tomorrow on a Thursday, yes?
What do you think they title this one?
I was gonna title for the podcast. The podcast. I was gonna say, is doing that to yourself healthy?
Perfect.
Because that's ambiguous.
All right, that's good. That works.
On video on YouTube, I'll be like, porno.
Sounds good.
All right, warm up next. So
when equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 Hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 Sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Baseball and community go hand in hand. And with Pitch, Hit, and Run, you can make a lasting impact. Register to showcase the foundational skills of young athletes from your local community in the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball, known as Pitch, Hit, and Run. Make an impact today. Pitch, Hit, and Run. Visit playball.org to sign up today.